You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Chulin is Daf Kuf Gimel. And we're holding at the bottom of Kuf Beit Amud Beit, and I think just to remember and get back into what we were, I think we better go over that last machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish once more, because today we're going to be asking on our understanding of it yesterday. Basically, the question revolved around what is the makor of the chiyuv for Eiver Menachai, and what is the makor of the chiyuv for Basar Menachai? Rabbi Yochanan understood that lo tochal ha-nefesh im ha-basar is only Eiver Menachai, because it's only a full Eiver that can be considered nefesh in the sense of being irrestorable. Take out that Eiver, it's not going to grow back. So that's taking an actual organism, a nefesh. When it comes to basar Menachai, that's a whole different issue. That is a subsection of basar besara treifa lo tochelu, because something that is outside of the environment that provides for it, and in the case of a piece of meat, it's the living organism that provides for it, is the equivalent of a basar, let's say, of an embryo that stuck out a limb and therefore is no longer in its mother, which is considered to be a basar besara treifa, or basar kedesh, which was yotze from its special machitza. It's the same kind of idea. And in which case, that would mean that the Isser of Achilas Trefes and the Isser of Achilas Basar Menachai is the same Isser. So you'd only be Chai of one if it was both. Reish Lakish, on the other hand, understood Lo Tochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar to be not only Eiver Menachai, but also Basar Menachai, because it can also be interpreted as don't eat Basar while the nefesh is still where the nefesh is. And therefore, it would include both Yisrael. But according to Reish Lakish, you could not be chayev both Basar Menachai and Eiver Menachai, where you ate, let's say, Eiver Menachai, that was also contained a Gezayit Basar. According to him, it's the same Yisrael. It comes from the same pasuk. There's no way to be mechayev two separate lavim. Oh, God. Therefore, everybody would be made that if you ate basar min hachai on the one hand, and basar min hatrefa, rather, Eiver min hachai on the one hand, and basar min hatrefa on the other hand, then everybody would agree it's two separate lot. That's what we came out. Yes, there's no way that there would be a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about that. And yet, surprisingly, today, we are going to ask and we find precisely that. The machlokas in the one thing that we were sure we'd never find the machlokas about. So let's take a look today at the last line, the last word actually, on Kuf Beit Amud Beit. V'raminu. Ask the Gemara that your conclusion, while logical, doesn't stand up to reality. Because look at this. Ochal Eiver Menachai Min HaTrefa. Now that was the case that we said yesterday is two extremes. One is from the Pasuk, the Trefa is from the Pasuk, Basar Besara Trefa, and the Eiver Menachai, according to everybody, is from the Basar, Lo Tochal HaNefesh Im HaBasar. There's no way to confuse those two sugyas. And yet, we said, though, everybody was Maida, and here we find they're still arguing. Rabbi Yochanan or Chayev Shtayim, well, okay, we expect everybody to say Chayev Shtayim. For some reason, Reish Lakish Omer in Ochayav El Achat, but I thought we said everybody is made that it's two separate Isurim. So Bishlom and Rabbi Yochanan, okay, I mean Rabbi Yochanan is fine, he says what we expect him to say. What in the world is Reish Lakish going on about? Kasha. Omer of Yosef Lo Kasha. Actually, you were right, but you need to be a little bit more subtle in what you're applying the conclusion two. There's a difference whether it's a behemah achat or whether it's shtei behemot. So kan bibeima achat, and kan b'shtei beimot. So in other words, if you have two separate animals, you eat an eivrim and achai of one, and it's a perfect kosher animal. You have another animal, which is a trefa, and it was shechted and everything, and you ate some of the meat of that one, yes, everybody is made up that you're chai of two, even though it's only one achila, and even though you only give the guy a hasra, because it's two separate lavim. Therefore, you're chai malchus for each one of those two separate lavim. But if it's one behemah, so in other words, it's a behemah trefa, that wasn't shechted, you eat an eivrim and achai from the trefa, which you still would think, but those are two separate isurim, you run into other problems that prevent the two isurim from being chal. That's the issue. And that gets us back into a very concise review of all of the complex issues that we've been discussing over the past dapim that relate to scenarios of where we would have Isser Chalal Isser, where we would, cool it, where we would have a din of Isser Chomor, where we would consider Eivrim and Achai to be Chal, which is of course dependent, is a behima le'evorim or medes, or does it actually need to be cut up into evorim, where we would have a full kezayit, where we don't need the full kezayit. All of these issues are going to come out now in four separate possible explanations for the machloket that we do have over here, which is a great way for us to notice the variables. Of course, you can slide right through this, but that's the whole point of this Varamin, was to bring out the hidden variables that force us to consider very carefully what other issues are involved besides the makor of the love. So bishtei behemot, if you're talking about two separate animals, then indeed Reish Lakish would agree that you're chai of two, because the Isser of Eivrim and Achai and the Isser of Bosom and Atrefa come from two completely different mikorot and lavim. But if it's beveim achat, then beveim achat pligi. Okay, why would they argue? What is there to argue about? Beveim achat b'may pligi. Omer Abaya, scenario number one. Scenario number one is kegon shenitrafai mitziat ruba. The animal became a trefa as it was being born, so that as it was yotze rov and had a din of noilad, it was at that moment that something was cut that made it into a trefa. Now, the question is that instant of birth, the instant at which the iser of Eivrim and Achai was chal, or not? Or is Eivrim and Achai only chal when you cut off the Eivrim? Now, we had that question before. Do we all that behema b'chaya le'evarim omedet or not? That's the machloket. So, mar savar behema b'chaya le'evarim omedet, in which case, at the instant of birth, two isurim occurred. Eivrim and Achai and trefa, because that was the instant that it became a trefa. So, according to that, is a trefa vitz Eivrim and Achai, b'hadi adadi ka'atu, and there's no problem of any sur chalal isur, because it was bevat achat. What do you mean? Aliens obviously were trying to bring it up, beam it up to the spaceship. As they beamed it up, they splinched it and left out the liver. It's very clear. You know? That was at the early stages of the experimentation. Umar sova beima b'chaya alav le'evarim. You must learn that there does not have to be any practical application to these cases. We're attempting to illustrate a laboratory fact. You don't want to be in the class of balabata shakashas, right? Okay. So mar sova beima b'chaya alav le'evarim omedet. According to which, if it only becomes chayiv on Eivrim and Achai at the moment that the Eivr is cut out, so then how can the Yisr Eivr at that moment be chal on the Yisr Trefa? So therefore you're stuck with the original Yisr. The original Yisr is Yisr Trefa, and therefore Reish Lakish, who says Yod HaChayiv 1, holds that Behemah B'Chayah Lav Leivar Mamedes. That's scenario number one, explanation number one. Or, you know what? Let's stick with the same scenario, but give a different explanation to the machloket. V'ba'itema, maybe everybody agrees. Be'ma b'chaya, lab le'varim omedet. Maybe, theoretically, it should be a problem of Isser Chalal Isser, because Isser Treifa comes first. Now the machloket says the Rabbi Yochanan holds, remember we had this issue too, another variable. Is the Isser of Eivrim and Achai considered to be an Isser Chamur because it was Nahog, it is Nahog Bivlei Nayach? So Rabbi Yochanan says, so what if Isser Treifa came first? But may the Isser Eivrim, may Chal Isser Treifa come first? They're arguing about whether even so you would say Isser Chalal Isser. So Rabbi Yochanan, Mar Savar Ati Isser Eivrim, Chayala Isser Treifa, because it's an Isser Chamur. And it's Nayib of Nayach. Mar Savaloati Yisraeva, Chayava Yisra. Also, Machlokas that we had earlier. Maybe that's the Machlokas. But you know what? I'll give you a third explanation. Iboitema. To Kule Ama, again, the importance of this is that it exposes the hidden variables to us that we've been discussing about. So there's so many variables here that we don't know precisely what they're arguing on, but it's a little bit silly to ask Veramino. Or Iboit Ema, maybe everybody agrees on the contrary, that Behema Bechaya is Leivorim Omedes, and let's change the scenario. Let's say that it became a Treifa afterwards. So in other words, the instant it was born, it was definitely an Eivrim and Achai, because of Behema is Leivorim Omedes, according to everyone. Now it became Treifa at some later point in its life. Now you're eating it. So now the question is, Bembeti Yisr Treifa Chayal Yisr Eivr Kamiflege. Now another machlokas. Is the Yisr Treifa's Chal on the Yisr of Eivr Menachai? That's the question. So there we get into the issue of, okay, at this moment that it became a Treifa, so now it is Nesar even Le'achar Shechita. So that's the machlokas. Mar Sovar, that nonetheless, Oti, V'chayal, comes along the Yisr Treifa, and it's chal nonetheless. Omar Savar, lo ati v'chayal. And Reish Lakish holds, look, it's either going to be a treifa, that is to say, if you shecht it, because the Yisr treifa is toloi until after the Yisr Eivrim Menachai is removed, and that's the moment of treifa. And Rabbi Yochanan says, the moment that it became a treifa, it is already Yisr chal al Yisr. Rava Amar, Rava says, I got news for you. There's another explanation too. The other explanation would run like this. Let's say at the moment that you tore out this aver, the tearing out the aver itself is what made a treifa. So let's say you took the leg off Minarkuva Vilamala, okay? So now, if you hold that Marsar Vemachayal Evarim Eina Omeda, if it's not considered to be an Isra Aver Menachai at the moment that it's born, it should say Lav Leivor Momedet, obviously. It's a confusion. So, according to that, the Yisraeva and the Yisra Treifa came simultaneously. There's no problem. But if you hold Marsav Avemachayel Leivor Momedet, then the Yisra Treifa would not be Loat the Yisra Treifa, Chayel Yisraeva, which came before. So, it would be an inverse of the way we were looking at it initially. Any of these are possible. Okay, now let's get into yet a further complication. What if this also included an Isser Chelev? Now the Isser Chelev could be included in either Eivrim Menachai or Bosser Menachai, depending on what it is that we're talking. Now let's take a look at the case. Omer Kli Barav Omer Reb Yochanan. If you ate Chelev Menachai, Min HaTreifa, Chayev Shtayim. So now, something is wrong. In other words, there's clearly three Yisurim here. Chelev Menachai should be included in the Yisur of Basar Menachai, plus the Yisur Chelev, plus it's a Treifa. Now, for some reason, Rabbi Yochanan is here being quoted as saying, you're only Chayev on two of the above, and we're not quite sure which two and why there would be a problem with one. To which, indeed, Rav Ami said, why are you saying two? Lema mar shalosh. I mean, I learned by Rabbi Yochanan, and ani omer shalosh in this mimer, and indeed itmanam yomer be abo omer Rabbi Yochanan ochal chelam and achaim and a treifa chayev shalosh. So clearly, there is a report that Rabbi Yochanan himself had said shalosh. It's not just his own svar. So what's the machlokas over here between Reb Ami and between Reb Chiya Bar Abba? Mamaika miflagin. So we could say the case is like this. Kagon shnitrafai mitziat ruba. So now the moment that it was born, as we said before, it became a treifa. So man diomar shalosh, according to Reb Ami, he holds that at that instant, a behemah b'chaya is le'evorim omeret. And therefore, we have three isurim that are being chal at one instant. So therefore, the isur chel of the isur evorim anachai, the isur treifa, b'hadi ha'adari ka'atu. So in other words, he holds chelav of the shlil is mutter, because we said koba b'imato chelu. So the moment that the chelav is osur is exactly the moment that it becomes Zevram and Achai, which is the moment of birth, which is the moment that it was Nitrafa, and Mamela, it's simultaneously a three Isser Isser. And we don't have a problem with that. Because Mandi Omer Stein holds that Be'ema Bechaya is Lanle Varim Omedet, in which case it only becomes an Isser of Avram and Achai subsequently. Therefore, Isser Chelev and Isser Trefa, yes, Ika. But Isser Aver, no, it can't be chal. That's one possible explanation. There's another possible explanation, because again, there's a lot of hidden variables over here. So he bite him with like this. Maybe everybody agrees. Beime b'chaya is lav le'evorim omedet. And here the question is Avram and Achai going to be chal on the Yisr Chelev and or on the Mitzvah Treifah? I mean, if we might have Oti Chayal, as we saw before, because there's an additional chumra, mar savalavaticha, or just the opposite. Maybe kulei alma beime bechaya is leivorim omedet, and the yisur treifa would have been chal, but we'll change the scenario. The yisur treifa wasn't; it didn't occur at the time of birth. It occurred afterwards. Now the question is, can the yisur treifa come and be chal on ever min achai? So you'll say, so what are you adding? I'm adding a great deal. In this version, the only machlokas is in the case where the thing that you were eating was chelev. Why is that? Because it happens to be, we have a special pasuk to tell us. Chelev debeila v'chelev trefa lo yochal, yes, but it should be used l'chol melacha. So we learn from there that it's coming to tell me, why do you have to say, it says over there, yeah, l'chol melacha. But a chol lo tochlu, what do you have to say? A chol lo tochlu. Yes, a chol malacha tells me there's no tumah. But a chol lo tochlu, of course a chol lo tochlu. So we learned over there that it's a special gezerat hakatuv, that the iser nevela and the iser treifa is chal on the chelev. And chelev nevela and chelev treifa, you'll have two iserim. The treifa, it'll be an iser chelev and an iser treifa. Therefore, a chol lo tochlu. And if it's an avela, you love it's an avela, and it's an iser chela. Therefore, since in this case we are talking about where we're dealing with chela, since the iser of trefa is definitely chal on the iser chela, the additional complication of Avram and Achai is included in that. And it's because the Torah is saying this particular case should be chal on chela, and it'll be chal also on Avram and Achai. That's what they're arguing in. So Mar Savar, why wouldn't it be chal? Midi da'avi achelev. It's no different. It's the same way that we understand for the pasuk that Yisr Treifa is chal and Yisr Chelev. So in this case, where the chelev is also Avram and Achai, it also will be chal. And Mar Diomar Mar, because after all, we learned from that pasuk of a chol lo tochlu, ha Torah amra yavo Yisr nevela yocholo Yisr Chelev yavo Yisr Treifa yocholo Yisr Chelev. Whereas the other man, the Amor, says, you only have two. He says, it's only two because you are Reb Chiya Bar Abba, because that's only Chelev. A Chelev who dechayv. You know why? Chelev is unique. Why is Chelev unique? Because it isn't really an overall Isser that affects everything. Doesn't affect the Chaya. Same exact Chelev. Doesn't affect the Chaya. So it's not that it's a true Isra Chila. It's not being your chelik, it's meant to go to the Mizbeach, whatever. But it's obviously an Isra that is more kal than the universal sense of Avram and Achai. So maybe over there the Torah says, look, nevela, trefa, mela, that's kal on chelev. But what, because of that it should be kal on evim nachai, which is universal? Maybe not. So a chelev with a chaya, because that's huter miklolo, by chaya, there's no problem with chelev at all. But evim nachai, lo huter miklolo, lo. Ki atar of dimi omar. Huter miklolo means there's cases where it's a non-issue. Not that we'll be able to find a way as a non-issue. So when it comes to chaya, chayla, who cares what's chayla? There's no different than anything else. And a male, something like that doesn't have the same level of chumrah as something that's a universal under all circumstances. Chayla
is totally separate from basar. Mm-hmm.
No, there is. That's kufa. What we could be talking about over here. Which if you're talking about, let's say, you would take out a kidney. You would eat the organ
and
the meat,
right,
which is the chaylev. Right. Is that what I'm... Yeah.
Would you like a chatzi shir of both?
Of what?
Of chaylev and basar.
That's the same. What do you mean? For Avram and Achai or for the... What's the question?
For basar.
For Aver, there's no problem because we don't need basar.
Right.
For basar to be chayiv min achai, you need a gezayit.
Right, so I'm asking. Can you
do that? Chelev is also included in basar. Yeah.
That wouldn't be the case if it's on the chayiv.
Right.
But
you
could say that.
Yeah, we have a spare. Let's see, we have different. There's different gedorim to achila, and we're about to get into this right now. So this leads to the next question. Remember, we had a very strange halacha. And we need to explore what the implications are of that strangeness. The strange halacha was that the difference between basar min achai and aver min achai is that an aver min achai does not require a kezayit of meat, of edibles. It's an aver. And therefore, if you have basar gidim va'atzamot, you're chayiv on the aver as the aver. Not because it's a birya. Because it's a chila of a kezayit, still need a kezayit, remember going to Rav. But the Torah was megala that this is the new isra chila of kezayit, because a chila ketiva bay, as Rav pointed out, not birya. And nonetheless, it includes inedibles, such as bones. So that means this is one of the deepest connections that we have between Abram and Achai and Gidon Asher. That even if you hold that it's Eitzu and it's not Royal Achila, this is what the Torah asked. Remember, we've seen many, many parallels between Abram and Achai and Gidon Asher. And this is a new one. This is what we're going to look at. What does this mean is what we want to understand. What are the implications of such a thing? So here is the first point of, whereas basar min achai is like any other achila. Doesn't matter where you derive it from. It's achila of an edible. So kiyota Rav Dimi came along and he said, you should know that Rav Shlokish asked Rav Yochanan, you take an Avram min achai and you cut it into two pieces. And now it's sitting there in front of you in two pieces. Are you still going to be chayav an Avram min achai? Because if it's two pieces, you have to be mitzaref. Now, this would be an idiotic question if somebody is eating basar min achai, because achila is mitzaref betoch kedei achilas pras. So what's the difference whether it's connected, it's not connected? But since this is not a normal din of achila, because the Torah now is defining a new achila of inedibles, what kind of achila is that? So how do you know that any of the standard definitions of zman achila and so on, what's a shayach to a pras if it's not edible? So what would be the din? Amalei potter. You indeed would not be chayiv because it's not mitzaref the way normal things are mitzaref, because there's no din of kedei achilas pras on it. You have to eat it bevat achat. Oh, so, and what if you bite into it in your mouth? Asks Rish Lakish. So if you bite into it in your mouth, and then you swallow it in separate parts, you're chewing it. You're breaking it up. If you're breaking it up, then it's no longer Neiver Menachai. But this is not Derech Achila because it's inedible. You can say the same thing on Achila's process, Derech Achila B'Kav. Omar Leh says, Rabbi Yochanan, you're Chayev. And we'll see why he holds your Chayev. But Lamaisa, we've already seen the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan before. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Achila is not defined by what gets into your stomach. Achila is defined by what is in your Beit HaBliyah, what is in the area of the mouth, the back of the mouth, where you swallow. So even though at that point, by the time it gets into your stomach, it's coming into pieces, that's irrelevant. Now, Rish Lakish did not accept that. Kiyata Ravin Omar, Chelko mi b'chutz patur, mi b'fnim, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev, Rish Lakish amar patur. Rabbi Yochanan is the only one who said chayev. Why? Because this is Rabbi Yochanan Shita all along. Hare nehene gironot b'kisayit. You have the pleasure of Achila, and that's what the Torah was referring to, hana'at goreth. Rish Lakish says, no, the din of Achila means that it got into your stomach. And in this case, you do not have achila b'me'av b'inan v'leka. You don't have achila in your stomach. By the time you swallow it, it's no longer neiver menachayev. Oh, but come on, that's crazy. So according to Tribbet Lakish, where you ever chayev on neiver menachayev? What are you going to do? Swallow it whole? Or what? Well, no! Achila's pras has been sarfit in that case. Not sorry enough. Rav Kahana, the only way that you would be chayev would be, let's say, on the grumita zirata. The grumita zirata is an Italian dish. So the grumita zirata is this little bone that is right there above the pelvis, sounds above the thigh.
Sounds like you should swallow whole, right?
And that's the kind of thing you take it, you dip it, you swallow it. It's got a tiny bit of meat on it, wrapped around this little round bone. There's no way to chew it anyway. So either you swallow it like a mensch, or you don't go to an Italian restaurant. So these are the two shitas we have so far. Rabbi Elazar Omar, you know, even if you'd cut it in front of you, you'd be chayev. Now, I agree that if you have a dish of a half of an Eiver Menachai, and you eat it, then the waiter brings out the other half of the Eiver Menachai, you're putter. I agree that in the Chabah, Ela Sha'at Chidusho, there's no din of Tziruf Pechtei Achilas Pras. But what I do hold is that when you have an entire thing that is in front of you, you cut it into two parts, that's not called two things. Mechusar kreva lavke mechusar ma'asedam. Something that just needs a little glue to hold it together is not considered to be separated. So in other words, for all intents and purposes, The appearances right now are unimportant. That is what it means to eat an Eiver Menachai. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lakish, in general, when we talk about eating a kezayit, you cannot include what's between your teeth. Well, obviously, according to Reish Lakish, it's only what gets down there. Then only that would be chayev. That's my thing. All right, so only if it gets into your stomach.
That's what
he is. Wouldn't you know it?
Oh. Well, there we go.
And only then would you be chayev. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Av Bein in Ben Hashinayim, you can actually add to the shear of a kizayit. We're not talking about Eiver Menachai now. Too much time. Any achilah of a kizayit. Since, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we're talking about Hana'at Gerono, even if it's stuck between your teeth. Omer Papa, hold on a minute. Your language is a little bit loose over here. I mean, if you mean literally between his teeth, that's not going to be included even Ali B'Rav Yochanan, because it never got to the swallowing stage. So it didn't get back into your mouth. Kuliyama, Ben HaShinayim, Kuliyama Lo Plige, that for sure is not included. When he said Ben HaShinayim, what he really meant was Ben HaChanichayim. What he really meant was between the gums on the roof of your mouth. So over there, whatever is being swallowed, it may not have gotten down into your stomach, it's stuck on the top of your mouth.
Palate.
The upper palate. So over there, Mar Savar, so this is Rabbi Yochanan Shittato. Mar Savar Hare Ne'eneh B'Gronoh B'Kazayah. What's the difference if you swallowed it or not? Well, Mar Savar Achila B'Me'av B'Yin, is that considered to be the Ana'ah of a Kazayah, unless it gets into your stomach? Now, of course, this raises another fascinating issue. How about if you re-eat the same thing that you ate before, Chatzizayah at a time? Regurgitated, yes.
Like a dog.
No. All right, so Omer Rav Asi. Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yochanan. Now, Rav Asi quotes Rav Yochanan, we're going to see that he quotes him in a misleading way, which we're going to attempt to correct. Rav Elazar is going to attempt to correct him. And he didn't want to correct him openly because it would be embarrassing. But what he said was that if you eat a chatzizayit and you regurgitate it, and now you eat a different chatzizayit. Now, the only point saying that you spit it up is that you never had a full zayit in your stomach at one time. But since he says, achal chatzizayit acher, it's mashma that that's the only issue, whether you need for there to be a chatzizayit at one time in your stomach. And had you eaten the same zayit again, that for sure wouldn't have been royal achila. That would not have been considered to be an achila. That's what it sounds like. But you'd be chayiv was a different zayit, according to Rabbi Yochanan, because hare ne negro no b'kazayit. Since you do not need, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a satiation that fills your belly at one time with a kazayit, that's not what achila is about. So Rabbi Yochanan very logically would say, it doesn't matter if you already had spit up what it is that was in your stomach before. You ate the kazayit. Now Rabbi Elazar asks Rabbi Asi, and we're going to find out that he didn't really mean to ask it. He meant to jiggle his memory. But he did it in a nice way. So he asked Rabbi Asi because he was concerned with the fact that Rabbi Asi had limited the statement to its being a kazayit, a chatzizayit acher. So he asked him, what would be if you ate a chatzizayit and you spit it up, and then you ate it again? What would be then? The achalot, ma. So, wait, what is he asking? Is he asking, ihavi ikuli, lo havi ikul, whether that's considered to be already processed food, or if you swallow something and spit it right up, it's not processed yet, and it's still considered to be royal achila? So then what does it have to do with a chatzi zayit? It has to do with even a zayit shalem. What you'd want to know is something that had been swallowed and immediately regurgitated, would it be considered to be food or not? This has nothing to do with a chatzi zayit. So why didn't he just boil like a zayit? Or is he asking him, this goes for the question, does it go according to what it is that was in your mouth, or does it go according to what is in your stomach at one time? Does he ibata gronazlin ibata me'avazlin? He knows what the answer is to that. I mean, we just quoted it. Didn't Rav Asi just say exactly that? Then Tivshin Loimin Rav Asi. Rav Asi said it doesn't have to be in your stomach at one time. So he already knows the answer to that. This is very strange to ask it in this way. If you're really concerned with the additional information, don't limit it to the case of the chatzizayit. You don't understand the situation. It's all very nice to ask a question when you're not aware of the context. The context is that Rav Asi had forgotten his own teachings. Gemara Yakirva. He was getting old. And Rav Elazar was embarrassed to tell him that you're saying this wrong, because it's irrelevant whether it's the same Kazayit or Chatzizayit or a different Chatzizayit. So Rav Asi Gemara Yakirva. And Ata Rebbe Elazar La'atkure. So Rebbe Elazar was trying to get him to access this memory. So he asked it in a way in which Rav Asi would look at it. What? In other words, what does this have to do with the Chatz? Ah, of course. Sorry. I meant the Chatz Isaiah that you spit out and re-ate. That's what I meant. Because that's what he expected. Rav Lezer expected him to remember. So what he was really telling him, this of course is what Rav Asi would be hearing, as he's thinking. So what are you asking me? Ah, you're asking me, why did you say a Chatz Isaiah Acher? Couldn't you just have, well, Lema Mar Bedidei? Talk about a case where it's the same Chatz Isaiah, which would then address two separate issues at one time, and would be much more effective. Because first of all, that would teach you Shramina Tarte. First of all, Shramina Minadolo have equal. That's not considered to be digested if it's instantly regurgitated. And furthermore, Shamina Minay, that it goes according to Nana Gruna. And Rabbi Asi didn't know what to answer because he had completely forgotten. He said, you want to quote it on his own. But he starts thinking, that really is weird. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say it like that? But Rabbi didn't say it like that. So, therefore, he was ishtig lo noy lo mini. He couldn't respond. So Rabbi Lozer had to tell him straight out, Mofet ador, lo zinin sagin amarta kamed Rabbi Yochanan. This is your own teaching. So many times you were the one who said in front of Rabbi Yochanan that it should be even if it's the same kezayin. And he said to you, yes, harei ne'enegro no bekezayin. You don't have to fear to say this halacha and say it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. I was present when it was presented in this way, and Rabbi Yochanan said, it's exactly the same. If it's the same chatzizayat that you spit up, and you forgot. Hadron alav gid kol habasar, even though the Torah says specifically, and you might think that's a special din in a gidi. No. All basar is osur to be cooked in chalav. V'raminu, oh, chalev ben achayim in atrifah, Rabbi Yochanan amar chayev shtayim, v'rishloki shomer in achayev ala achat. So this doesn't work out what we said yesterday. Bishlem, Rabbi Yochanan is going to plan over here. But I'll give it up, shubin lakish. What possible excuse is there for not giving him malchus for two completely separate lavim? One basar besada trefala tochelu, one lo tochala nefeshim abasar. Omer of Yosef, there's no problem. Kan beveimod, kan beshtei beimod. If it's shtei beimod, then you have two completely different lavim with two different mekores, or two completely different pieces of meat which are not negea yisachal alis. So then obviously mekayev shtayim. But when you run into beimachas, you run into a lot of issues. And over there, they're pleading. In what? You want to run down. Omer Abaye goch nitvam yitziat rubo. Let's take that case, all right? So Mar Sava Mema Bakayele Vorimo Medad Visa Trefi Visa everybody adika atu. So there you know you have two. Mar Sava Shlok says no, Bema Bakaya Lavle Vorma Medet, in which case it's an Apavatakat and Loati Yisrever Menachai at the time that it's cut off to be Chal Isa Trefa. You want another explanation? So now the question is Yisra Eva Menachai going to be Chal on the Yisra Treva that came earlier? We already saw that there's such a machloket that Eva Menachai is more chomershke noig with Neinoyach. Want another explanation? But we got to change the scenario. So it's talking about you need to follow Yachar Vikan. So now the question is whether Meite Yisra Treifa Chayal Yisra Ever Menachai Kabiflege Mar Sovar Ata V'Chayal Mar Sovar Lo Ata V'Chayal. Rava says you could take a whole different approach in one of your scenarios. He says you go to Shitolash Mimena Ever, and at that point was Torah Fava. Alright, so B'mel it's not an issue of the moment that the Treifa happened. The question is whether it was already an Ever Menachai before, because Mar Sovar Ever Menachayel Ever it lovely varma medet, and therefore Yisr Eber and Yisr Treifa come instantly at the same moment. Umar Sarva Bema Bechaya is Levarma Medet, in which case it was always Eber Menachai, And therefore, lo atis terrific, I'll Easter over. Let's make it a little more complicated here. Throw in another factor. How about it was Oka Chelev Minachai Minatrefa? Chayev Shtayim. Omer Bami, why Shtayim? Limamar Shalosh, and Yomer Shalosh. Idmanami, Omer Bebo, Omer Yoka Chel Minachai Minatrefa, Chayev Shalosh. So, what indeed is the question of Mimaika Mifligan? Well, possibly it was Nitrefa Mitziat Rubo. So, Man Yomer Shalosh would hold Beme Bechayea. So you have all three Yisrael coming instantaneously because Chelav is a Noi B'Shlil. So Yisrael Chelav, Yisrael Ever, Yisrael Trefa Bar Yadadikatu. The Man Yomer Shtayim holds that no, Behme B'Chayez Lav Leivar Mamedes, in which case the Yisrael Chelav and the Yisrael Trefa is Chal B'Vatachat. But the Yisrael Ever Menachay is only Chal when it's cut. And at that point, it's Lo Atichayim. V'Boy Temer is another possibility. Maybe Kuleyama Behme B'Chayez and the question is whether Yisr Eivra Menachai can be Chal on Yisr Chelav and Yisr Trefa by coming from it. Mar Savra Otuchai, Mar Savra Lo Etuchai. You want another explanation? Is Leivarim Omedet, okay? But it didn't happen at one time. The Trefa happens afterwards. So she's going, Shenitrafa Leachar Mikan. And now the question is, can an Yisr Trefa be Chal on Yisr Eivra? So one man the armor holds because of the relationship to Chelev that Yisr Chelev is Chal, just like Binat Avi Chelev. Because since Omar Mar that HaTorah Amra, when it says Achol Lo Tochluhu by Chelev Nevela by Chelev Trefa, Amra Torah Yavo Yisr Nevela Yachul Al Yisr Chelev, or Yavo Yisr Trefa Yachul Al Yisr Chelev. So once we see that Gilui of the relationship between Nevela Trefa and Chelev, it'll be Chal on every Menachai as well. The Ida, what's the connection? Chelev, Chelev is a light Isser in a sense because it's Hutter Michloloi by Achaya. Mashen Kain Aver is universal, so it's Lotter Michloloi. Maybe not. Over there it's too common for something to be Chal on it. Like Nevela Betrefa. Kyotr of Dimi Omar, Bohemine Rish Lakish Berub Yochan, how about if you cut an Aver and Achai and you cut it in front of you, Mibachutz, before it gets into your mouth, Mo? Amalei patur. And what if you bite it when it's in your mouth now? Amalei chaya. Kiyata Ravin Omar, the truth is Rish Lakish never accepted this. And Chilkumi Bachut did his potter. Mi bifnim, who is only Rabbi Yochanan who said chaya, because Rish Lakish your potter. Rabbi Yochanan said you're chaya because Arei Nehenei Gironot B'Kizayit. Rish Lakish says Ana'at Goren is not the definition of Achila. And therefore your potter. The word achila means achila b'meyav be'inan. Valeka in this case, you never had at one point an Eivra Menachai. It's a coin drip, Shimon Lakish. So where would you ever have a case? I mean, what are you going to say? Well, it would only be swallowed at whole, but that's b'chlam not called achila. I mean, that's why is that an act of achila? Rav Kana, it is the gruma, the zirata. Rav Elazar ma'afilu chelko me'bachut yitzchayev. As long as it's both in front of you at the same time, mechusser kreva lavke mechusser ma'isedam. Amrei Shlokish, kizayit amru chutz mishal bein hashinayim. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, since we're talking about anad goren, so why not even include what got stuck bein hashinayim? It's not really accurate. Bein hashinayim, nobody would hold it's included. There wasn't even anad goren. So bein hashinayim literally kuli amlo pligi ki pligi bein hachanichayim. Marsava Hare Neheneg Yironobikizayin. Marsava Achila is defined by Me'av. Rav Asya, Rav Yochanan, a further implication now of the Machlokes Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish would be that Alib to Rav Yochanan, Achal Chatzi Zayit Vikio. Gechazar Achal Chatzi Zayit Acher. Now, why it has to be Acher, we'll see in a moment. Chayav. My time, are Nehenegr on Obik Zayat, we don't need for there to be satiation. Boy, Rebbe Lozim, Rebbe Asi, what about if he ate a Chatzi Chelev, a Chatzi Zayat, and he ate the same Chatzi Zayat, Mao? I understand, what is that question? Why can we boil it? What is he asking? Whether it's considered to be equally, Lawavi equal, so then what did he have to say Chatzi Zayat? Even if it would be a Kizayat. If he's asking the other issue, Ibata Grono Azlina, Ibata Mayava Azlina, he just heard what Rabasi himself just said, that you need only Hanat Goren and not Hanat Me'ayim. He is quoting Rabbi Yochanan. No. Rabbi Asi, see, the whole thing is not what it appears to be. Rabbi Asi, Gemara Iakirle. And he made the mistake of saying Chatzisayet Acher. Comes along Rabbi Lazar Lat Kure. Vaki Karmelik, why do you have to say Chatzisayet Acher? Lema Mar Bedide? In which you'd be telling me a much more effective Chiddush. The Ikala Mishba Minatarte. Shamina Minadoloha Viku. And Shamina Minatare Nenegrona, because I. Meeting. He didn't want to say something named Rabbi Yochanan, but on the other hand, he was sure that that was true. Omale mufetador lozinin segiin amrit kameder Rabbi Yochanan bechatzis zayit, the same chatzis zayit v'omalacha reinenegronobik zayit, and it's absolutely the same din, same zayit, different zayit. That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. I look forward to your practical the results of your overnight practice very soon.
Yes, sure.
It's a very important day. Baruch Hashem, we're resolved. So yesterday, today's daf is daf kuf gemul and kulin. Yesterday, we were still on the page, I believe, and then what we did is we went through the Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to the Makaris of the Isser of Aver Min Achai and Bosar Min Achai. Everybody agreed that Aver Min Achai is Lotor Kalam Rekashim and Bosar. Question is, where is Bosar Min Achai? Rabbi Yochanan learned that Bosar Min Achai comes actually from so that Basar, is Basar Menachai. Rish Lakish learned that the first Basik, the Basar and the Nefesh are to be looked at as two separate Yisurim. The Nafkamina would be, of course, whether you ate both. So if you ate, according to the of Yochanan, you have two separate Yisurim. If you eat both Basar Menachai and Aver Menachai, you're separate on two separate chayv and two separate lavim. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, who learns out both from the same pasuk, the Basar and the Nefesh, so over there you'd be chayv only one. And in a case in which you ate shreifa with Basar Menachai, according to Reb Yochanan, you'd only be chayv one, because we learn it out from the same pasuk. And according to Reish Lakish, he would be chayev twice, because one is learned out from both of his other treifa, that's another treifa, and the other one is learned out from the pasuk of the nefesh and basar. L'chavayit Pesach Sheni today, Tosfos asks the kasha that if by korban Pesach you're chayev separately for eating na uvashel nevushal b'mayim. So why over there, even though it's both the same pasuk, are they two separate lavim? You're chayav two separate malkiyos, and over here you're chayav if it's from the same pasuk, basar basada trefa, you're chayav only one malkiyos. The Gemara is saying the gashkas according to Reish Lakish. This is the good question of Professor Shini. So as this explains that the vav is a mechalik over there. It says ubashel mevushal b'mayim. This is if it says two separate yisurim lo tochal na. Over here, the treifa is like a pirish on the basar basada. Basar basada, that is to say treifa. So far, you can learn out that that's an expansion of the explanation. What defines it? But it's still not a new, completely separate issue. Okay, so now we know why we have to wait. We have to say yesterday for today in order to continue today. But it comes out that according to both shitas, if you go to the extreme and you eat Aver Menachai, you also eat Basar Menachai Treifa, so then both would agree that you're chayav too, because then everybody is agreed that Basar Menachai Treifa is one Isser, and Lo Tochal Nefeshim HaBasar is another Isser. So today, we have a problem. We're on the last word of Kuf Beis on the base. V'Aminu. Okal Aver Menachai Menachai Treifa, Rav Yochanan Omer Chayav Shtayim, that's fine, that's consistent.
That's it. We just showed that according to Reish Lakish, it's two separate lavim, should be two separate chiyuvim. So Bishleim, a little Yochanan, fine. Nesa, that's consistent with what we just said. A little Reb Shimon and Lokish Kasha. Amr Reb Yosef, what do you mean Kasha? I mean, for heaven's sakes, you're ignoring a completely different issue, which is the question of Yisachal Alissa. You're talking about the Makoros of the law. Fine. The Makoros of the law are two separate sukkim. Obviously, all that that means is that if you have both, one animal is a trefa, one animal is an Avram and Achai, you would be chayiv on two. Even though it's all one achilo. Very nice. You can't ignore the other issues over here. So we're Reish Lakish. We analyzed yesterday, you said, of course, everybody would be chayiv twice. That's true. If it would be shnei behemot. If we're learning over here, according to Reish Lakish, you're only chayiv one. It's obviously because, despite the mukar being two separate sukkim, there has to be an opportunity for the chalos of both Yisurim. And here we're talking about Bebeima Akas. Bebeima Akas, there's no possibility because you run into Sechal Alisir issues. Of course, we have to define that a little bit more clearly. Belo Kasha Kan Bebeima Achat and Kan B'Shtei Behemot. B'Shtei Behemot Mechayim Shtayim because it took Sokin. Bebeima Achat pleading. There we have a Machlokis. And what is the Machlokis? Bebeima Achas B'Mai Pligin, obviously. We have a lot of options in understanding B'mai pleading. A lot of options. Because the questions of Yisrael HaLisro over here, we can analyze this in so many different ways, whether or not it's considered to be Bevat Achat. And that too is whether or not the Yisrael B'mai Achai is Chal while the animal is still alive or not. Or when the Yisrael Treif is Chal. We've got a lot of options. And we're going to show us what the options are. Some rabbi. Abaye says, look, you could learn that the Machlokas is like this. Gagon, Shinitrafa initiat ruba. Could be cases like this, that as the animal is being born, in the process of birth, something happens to one of its Evorim, and that's when it became Nitraf. So, that would mean that the Isser of Trefa was Chal at the moment of birth. Now, if you hold that Behema B'chaya Le'evarim Omedet, which we saw before, was a machlokes. Is it considered to be separate Evorim, to be Machai, no, and Evorim and Achai as soon as it's born? Okay, if it is, so then the Yisr Treif and the Yisr Evor B'hadi Adari Ka'ati. Then both came simultaneously, so you have Yisr Chal al Yisr because it's B'vat Achat. Whereas, Mar Sova. Aren't girls wonderful?
She was
coming to them tomorrow. Well, usually she comes. She has university today. Yeah. Not to say goodbye. I can walk in the middle of the street.
You better see her on the
table. Yeah, okay. I can see you. So that man Yamro holds that behemoth of Chayel Yevorim Omedes. So he would hold this a trefetis of Yevorim Menachai is Badi Adarikasi because we have an Yisra Vasachas. So no problem with Yisra Chalom Yisra. Whereas if you hold Behemoth B'chayon Lav, Le'evorim Omedes, so then at the moment of birth, what do you have? It's a trefa. But Yisra Evorim and Achai you only have later. So Mar Sava, Behemoth B'chayon Lav, Le'evorim Omedes, Lo'as Yisra Evorim and Achai, Le'evorim Omedes. That's one possibility. Now the other possibility, among others, of course, is take into consideration the Chalos Yisra Evorim and Achai anyway. Because remember, Avram and Achai, there's a good reason for it to be Chal even on another Isser, because it's an Isser that was Chal and Ben Noyach. Remember, the review of the sheet we had before. Okay. See, by some you could say that maybe everybody holds Behemah B'chaya Lav Le'evorim Omedes. Question over here is, does Isser Avram and Achai Chal on an Isser Trefa or not? So, Osi, Isser Avram Mechala Isser Trefa Kamiflagay. Mar Savar Osi Isser Avram Chayala Isser Trefa. Even if normally in Yisr Chalal Yisr, this would be a case where it's Yisr Chomer because it's Chalal Benaya. We have another possibility, so like this. Maybe everybody holds that Behema B'chaya is Levar Mamedes. And the case is the opposite. The Trefa happens later. Which is the normal case. An animal is born and becomes a Trefa sometime in the course of its life. See, here the question would be, is Yisr Trefa Chal on Yisr Eber? Mar Savar Asi Vachayev, and Mar Savar Lo Asi Vachayev. One Mandiyama holds Yisra Abram and Achai would be Chal on Treif, because Yisra Chal Alis, so the other Mandiyama holds not. So we have three possibilities here. Rav Omar, Rava says, I have a simple explanation. Why aren't we talking about a case where you have a regular animal perfectly healthy, and you go over and you pull off the arkuva and chomp on it? Lamalam and arkuva, and you chomp on it. So at that moment you made it a trefa, and you turned it into an Eivra Menachai, if you'll be able to say a lovely verb of minutes. So it becomes a trefa and Eivra Menachai simultaneously. So that would be the shaila. This could go to Tolosh Mena Eivra, the Tarfabo. With that Eivra, you cause it to be trefa. So if you hold Behema B'chayel Eivorim HaMedes, so then the Isser of the, I'm sorry, Lav Leivorim, I should say, Lav Leivorim HaMedes and the Isser Eivra, and the Isser Trefa come at that moment. So that would be the Machlokas. Marsa Bar Behema B'chayel Eivorim HaMedes. The other man Yama would hold that the Eivorim are already Echal before, because as soon as it's born, it's Leivor Mometis. Therefore, it's Reva Menachar Echal at birth. The Yitzhak Trefa now would have to be Echal. Yitzhak Trefa isn't Echal, because it is Echal Alisa. So, lo, I'll see Yitzhak Trefa Echal Yisrael. So, we have four possibilities. Omer Reb Chia Barav, Omer Reb Yochanan. Ochal Chelev Min HaKai Min HaTrefa. Now, here we have another issue. And the reason why this is so fascinating is because we know that the Torah went out of its way to say that chelev treifa v'chelev nevela, something that doesn't make any sense, yaseh l'chol melacha, but achol lo tochlu. So what we learn over there, an interesting thing. Obviously, achol lo tochlu. So what we learn over there is that there could be a chalois iser of chelev, of eiver, of nevela, of a treifa, and iser chelev. Otherwise, we'll have to repeat Acholotochlu for a of course, Acholotochlu. So, in the Mela, here we involve now the Mekeres of the elements of Yisrachal of Israel by doing this. And therefore, it's important to determine what's the halacha. Now, there's three separate Yisrim that are involved over here: Chela, Eivra Menachai, and Trefa. Nonetheless, Rav Yochanan is quoted here by Rav Bar Abba saying only Chayav two. Omar le Rabami. Rabami said, why do you say two? Well, then Omar Shalosh. Ani Omar Shalosh. I quote Rabbi Yochanan as saying three. Itmanam Yom Rabom Rabbi Yochanan. Ocho Chelev Min HaKai Min HaTreif HaKayev Shalosh. So what are the two Lushainas of Rabbi Yochanan arguing? Your mind could be flicking. Case would be, Kigon Shinitrufa Im Yitziyat Uba. So the din of Treifa was how? And immediately upon birth. So Mandi Omar Shalosh, obviously this has to do with the whole thing that we just went through. Mandi Omar Shalosh Kasavar Behema B'Chayel Eivor Mometa. When was the Yisr Chelev, and the Yisr Eivor, and the Yisr Trefa Chal, because the Chelev, as long as it was in its mother, it was Koba Behema to Chelev. And they're all three are Chal at one time. So Yisr Chelev, Yisr Eivor, Yisr Trefa, are all at that moment of Rove birth. Bahari Adarikos, they all come simultaneously. Man Yomashtayim Kasava Behema Bechaya Lav Levor Mamedet. So in the Mela, you only have an Issa Trefa and an Issa Trefa. And now, when it goes ahead and becomes an Eivra Menachai, it's only later on when you decide you pull off an Eivra, you're going to eat it. So therefore, Issa Chelev and Issa Trefa you have, because they're Chal Bahari Adari. But Issa Eivra cannot come to be Chal afterwards. So the osi v'chayel on that which is already osi. Or, another approach, Yibay Seima, the kule amo beime b'chayel lalei v'arim ha-medes. Actually, it's certainly not going to be called Eivra Menachai until later. The machlokas gufa is Eivra Menachai chay chal, because as we saw, it is an Isser Chamur, and therefore perhaps it's chal. So b'meite yisr eivra v'chayel yisr chela v'yisr trefa k'meflegei. That is precisely the question. The question that we dealt with at length earlier is it considered to be a chorma, and the fact that it was chal al ben neyach. So mar savar asi v'chayel, mar savar lo asi v'chayel. A third possibility is, yibay seima, we could say that everybody holds that b'chayel is leivorim amedes, And the case is different. It's not that it became a trefa at the moment of birth, but rather it became a trefa years later. So what's the question? The question is, can it's a trefa bichal and it's a chela? And here, here we get into a whole new issue, which wasn't again before. Why would the Yisr Trefa be Chal and Yisr Eber more of a Chal and Yisr Chal and Yisr? Because Mar Savar Asichai, Woman Yona holds, Trefa is different, and it would be Chal, because Minin Avi Achela, in the same way that the Torah went out of its way to say, V'chelem Nevila, V'chelem Trefa, Ochol Lo Tochluhu. So in the same way, Mila Avi Achelav Doamar Mar, HaTorah Amra, Yavo Yisur Nevela Yachul Al Yisur Chelav. The Yavo Yisur Trefa, the Yachul Al Yisur Chelav. The Torah specifically tells us by this extra pasuk, which is totally unnecessary, that you cannot eat because of the new Yisur of the Vela, the new Yisur Trefa. You also cannot eat the Chelav. So in the same way that the Yisur Trefa was Chal Al Yisur Chelav, it will be followed by Israel and Menachai, and therefore you have a total of a three Yisurim. The Ida, where's the Anelman Yorma, says no. You see, it's all very nice that it could be Chal on Chelev, but that's because Chelev is a strange Yisur. Chelev, perhaps, there you're Chayev on Trefa, but that's because Chelev is a weaker than normal Yisur, because it's Hutar Michlalo. The same chelev which is also in certain circumstances and mutter in other circumstances. So if it's a chaya, in other words, it's nogeya bichla what you're going to do with the chelev. It's not as absolute as other isurim. It's a trefa is an absolute isurim. So that's why the Torah is telling you that this trefa could come and be followed. But therefore what? You're going to say now the chelev should be chal, the trefa should be chal on the isur of Eber Menachai, Eber lo hutar michlolo, lo. In the case of Eber Menachai, where it wasn't hutar michlolo, it cannot be chal. Therefore, there's no room left for the chalois Yisr of Trefa because of the existence of the Yisr of Eber Menachai there already. So you're left with only two Yisr. Hutar michlolo is that there are places where it's totally mutar tichel. By the way, I mean, there's some interesting issues over there about how to understand the Yisr of Chelev. Whether you can call Yisr of Chelev Hutar Michlal, and normally you would say that what the Torah defined as the Yisr is the Yisr. I mean, what do you mean it's Hutar Michlal? Oh, Hutar Michlal, that's not Chelev. The Torah didn't define that as Chelev. So it means we have to look at chelev in a more holistic way and then determine the usage of the chelev that there is rather than looking at the chayfetz ha'isr the way the Torah normally defines the chayfetz ha'isr. I mean, in a way you could say it's similar to saying, well, the isr of non-kosher animals is not such a strong isr because after all it says you can eat cows. I mean, the cows are kosher. Now, here we get into a fascinating discussion which is extremely important for overall dinim of what constitutes achila throughout the Torah. His question was like this. We know that we have a very special halacha of here by Ibrahim Nachai, which tells us that you are going to be chayev even though you're eating something that isn't really food. Because we said, if you have it's good for Rav Shiva, you have to have an achil of a kezayis. So I'm a guy's a birya. You need an act of achil of a kezayis. Nonetheless, that kezayis consists of things that are normally viewed as inedible. Gideon, atzamais. Okay, so now the question is, and there's a big machlokas here, Rashi and Tosfos, how to learn the Gemara's question. And let's first go through it with Rashi and see what the problems are in Rashi. Chelko mi bachutz ma'al. Suppose you were mechalek that kezayis into two pieces outside of your mouth. What would be the din? In other words, normally we say that kezayis means to eat a kezayis, b'chayach yivas pras, is the definition of a shir of a kezayis. However, we could look at that as basically, achila meaning, and this is how Rashi understands it, achila per se means to eat at one moment, which l'chura means to swallow at one moment, but we'll clarify that. Whereas in the normal case, where the Torah gave normal gidrei achila, it added the concept of b'shtei achilat pras. But perhaps that concept which is added only under the normal interpretation of consumption. Normal interpretation of consumption is a person eats edibles. Things that aren't considered to be normally edible is not consumption. If the Torah wants to define over here an act of achila without the normal definitions of achila, then it may well have abrogated all of the things that it said about how I normally define achila, the consumption of edible foods within the space that it takes to eat three or four bites, depending on the shita, of one kezias. That can't be the definition of achila here. So in the same way that we've abrogated the din of consumables, or edibles, so too, perhaps, we're just going back on straight out, simple, verbal definition of the word achila. The verbal definition of the word achila does not include kezias, but they have in this process. So that's his question. Because once we're saying already that it's not the way we interpret achila la'halacha, so maybe it's the way we interpret achila verbal, to swallow it, to eat something. Over here, if you break it into two pieces, maybe it's not considered to be achila at one moment. So Rabbi Yochanan says, indeed, you're potter. So how about, he asked them, how about inside of your mouth? Maybe three mouth? How about if it's now you're going to swallow it in two swallows? Omar lay, over there you're chayev. When Rabin came, he said, Omar chalkomi bachutz potter, and mibifnim is gufa machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. It was Rabbi Yochanan who said, you're chayev. And it was Rish Lakish who said that you're potter. And what was the basis of the machlokas? Rabbi Yochanan says, if you eat it in your mouth, it got into your mouth in two parts. And then it was as you were about to swallow, you're trying to swallow, you couldn't get the whole thing down in one swallow. So you swallowed it in two swallows. So over there you're chayev. Why? Because hare nehene gro no bikizayet. We really have two different understandings of the concept of eating. Eating could be filling your stomach, or eating could be the pleasure of food. Well, we're going to get into bulimia right here at the end of the sermon. So the shaila is, now, if you are about to swallow, now that is basically the climax of eating. Right? In other words, once you've swallowed, it's all over. You're about to swallow, you're only excited about swallowing. When you get to that instant, that's climax, right? That's the best you can get. The shaila is, what is the Torah being mechayev you on? So clearly I'm chewing something, that's not eating. Having it between your teeth, that's not eating. But having it right at the back of your throat, where you have that sense of swallowing, but it hasn't happened yet, is that what you're chayev on?
Transition.
That's right, the fascinating thing, right? So here the shaila is, Rabbi Yochanan says, you're chayev, hare ne'enegro, no, because the important thing is the beit habliya, the inside of your throat. Now that's where it counts. Yeah, it's the area, it's both the area of taste, you can taste in front of your mouth as well, but it's the area of taste together with that climactic sensation. Yeah, exactly. We're about to take it in, right? And Reish Lakish says, Potter, achila is defined by the actual coming of food into your stomach. So that's defined by the pleasure of the eating. So in other words, things getting into your stomach in the way they normally do.
And second between the throat and the stomach, that's the
machlokes? Yeah, that's the
machlokes.
Sure. No, that for sure. I mean, even wrapping it in something else. And getting it. And there's whatever shaloka there are achilas, that's why I said in the normal way. That's your achilas of achilas. So therefore, achilas b'mayav b'in and b'leka, since over here, And again, according to Rashi, the question is, since over here we have redefined achila as being a particular act rather than a halakhically defined act, over here that act was not mekuyam, it was mekuyam only in two parts. There's no way to add those two parts together, and therefore even if it was falkomi bifnim, according to Rashi, it would be part. So then, how could you ever be chayim according to Reish Lakish? Well, Reish Lakish, hechem hashkach. I understand. What do you mean? You have to you swallow an Avram and a chay at one point? I mean, how are you going to swallow the whole thing together? Amar Rav Kana, begrumit zirata. There are small avarim that are in complete avarim, and there is a small bone, for instance, which you have basically in the thigh, and that small bone has in it attached muscle and tendon and bone. And there you have something that you could swallow, and that's not something that you chew, because normally you chew. Now, the normally you chew, there's two issues that are involved over here. And the Pashtas Rashi seems to be bothered by the question of can you or can you not swallow it, bevat achat, which is very problematic, as Tosfos points out. You definitely can, because as we know, the Beit HaBliyaz machzik two kizesim. So why should you not be able to swallow two kizesim at one point? So therefore, according to Tosfos, goof of the issue is, would it be called derech achila? That's something else. To swallow something is normally meant to be chewed. This particular thing is not meant to be chewed. This is the way in which it would be eaten. It's not chewable. It's basically bones. Bone, tendon, with a little bit of meat. So what's there to chew on? If you're going to eat it, you would swallow it. This leads the chlal to a general question, halacha l'maisa, which comes up very much in Ramosha's Chuvas, for instance, about vitamins. Is it considered to be derech achila? You swallow something whole, and there's no la'isa. Seems to be dependent on the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in this sugya. Okay, but it's just one of the many issues that comes out of this sugya. So this how Rashi learns, the grumita zirata can swallow the batachat, and you're not loisit. Rabbi Elazar goes all the way to the other extreme. He says, you know, you could even be machalik if mibachutz is part of your eating, because mechusar chriva, latke mechusar ma'aseh dami, the fact that things have been taken a little bit apart, I mean, that's not just turned something into a different act, some different act. Who cares what's taken apart? Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, and let's first get to see the whole thing, then we'll go back, because it's all really interrelated. Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, when you talk about eating a kezayit means excluding whatever's going to be left between your teeth. So chutz mishabei hashinayim, because I mean, that's not part of what it is that you swallowed. Where Yochanan says, no, you can include even Bein HaShinayim. Now, Rav Papa explains, don't misunderstand Rav Yochanan. Obviously, literally, Bein HaShinayim cannot possibly be included in Achila. Not like Rav Yochanan and not like Reish Lakish. What they were arguing, could have a plegia. Of course, that's not food that you ate. It got stuck between your teeth. But what they are arguing about, and this is the same books that we had before as to how to define achila, is bein hachanichayim, where you have food that is caught between your gums in your mouth, or on the top of your mouth, in the chesh itself, next to the beis habliya, where that continually, that's like the peanut butter phenomenon, right? That continually, but if I'm meeting Joe Black, I mean, that's the issue over there. The peanut butter is the essence of the achila, because it gets stuck there, right? So this constant feeling of the shlemus of achila without needing to actually swallow. You know, it's like one of these Hindu techniques of lovemaking. You know, you just keep it there, and therefore, bein hachanichayim v'shitas Rabbi Yochanan is indeed achila. So the bein hachanichayim is included because marsavare nene grono b'kizayit. And we already saw that according to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed nene grono b'kizayit is achila. Umarsavare achila b'me'av b'inan. This is Reish Lakish l'shitato. Reish Lakish l'shitato, whatever you didn't swallow is not considered to be eaten. And since you didn't swallow it, how could you become chayim on it? Therefore, you have to subtract from the kezayit, anything that remains in your mouth in any way, and a kezayit would have to include enough to get into your stomach, a kezayit, which leads us into bulimia. To Omer, Rav Asa, Rav Yochanan, suppose you eat a half a zayit and you vomit it up. So now you eat it again. Or, before you get to eating it again, let's talk about eating another chatzis zayit, okay? So you don't have any one time in which you have a full zayit in your tummy. By the time you got the second zayit, and now the reason we talk about a second zayit is because that allows us to avoid the question about whether something swallowed is considered to be mu'kal and is therefore no longer food. Let's talk about another zayit. Then we'll get into the question of a guy who keeps redoing the same thing, kekelev shavo kiyo. But it's certainly a good way to get food full on less than a normal salary. So what's the din over there? You get another chatzis zayit. So Rabbi Yochanan says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's your chai, because again, harei ne'negro no b'kizayit. Who cares? Since achila is not defined by what's in your stomach. So if it's not defined by what's in your stomach, you ate a full kizayit. Either wasn't a full kizayit ever at the same time in your stomach, so what? Stomach was not the issue. Swallowing was the issue. Boy, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi the obvious question. And how about if it was the same? How about if ochal chatzis zayit vehekiyo v'chazar v'ochlo ma'ah? How about if you ate the same chatzis zayit? So then you could say, well, you swallowed a full zayit. And despite the fact that it wasn't in your stomach at all at one time, since Rabbi Yochanan holds that's not an issue. So, I mean, what are we saying? It's always got to be new? Like each achilah is a new conquest. It can't be the same thing you ate before. Do the same thing you ate before. So why can't it be that you eat the same chatzis zayit two times and have the achilah that you like, since it isn't defined by your stomach? So what's the shiloh? You know, obviously there's two issues that are involved here. Because, I mean, we have to determine whether it's considered to be food. You're having swallowed it already. And we have to determine whether you can be chayav on eating, essentially on the consumption of half a zayit, because of only achilat grono. Now, the chora one is already, we've already established. So I ask the Gemara, Michael B. Boyd, what are we asking? I have the equal, I lo have the equal. If the question is, essentially, is it considered to already be consumed? In other words, it's no longer food. If that's the case, that's nothing to do with a half a zayit. I mean, you could have asked the same thing. If you ate a full kezayit, you're chayav. If you now spit it up, and you want to eat it again, and somebody says, don't eat that, you'll be chayav. Would you be chayav again on the second kezayit? I mean, what do we have to get into a chatzis zayit thing for? If you're raising the issue of a chatzis zayit, obviously you have another concern. So don't you boil a kezayit. Ela, so what's the question? The question then is, whether you go according to what was in your throat or you go according to what's in your tummy, we've already established that. I mean, Rav Asi, who is himself, already said that according to Rav Yochanan, the halacha is that you go according to the stomach. So why is Rav, something's funny over here. I mean, Rav Elazar is asking Rav Asi something that Rav Asi already explained. And he's putting it in this way to make it clear that he's bedavka talking about something that was already explained. What happened? No, what happened over here is, unfortunately, we're missing part of the story, and that is that Rav Asi, in his old age, forgot some of his Gemara. So Rav Asi Gemara Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar, wanted very much to remind him of his own teachings, but didn't want to openly say, I want you to remember your own teachings. We wanted to ask something in a way that would trigger a response from Rav Asi that would force Rav Asi to say, so in other words, the truth is Rav Elazar himself had no question about this at all. But he actually had heard both of these. Rav Asi had heard both of these didn't from Rav Yochanan, that even if it had been the same kezayit, then it would be fine. Then Rav Asi came along in the Beis HaMidrash and taught the teaching that we just learned, and Rav Elazar was there and was very upset. Because by teaching that it was another kezayit, another Chatzi Zayit, instead of saying the same Chatzi Zayit, he was basically saying that you have to worry about the problem of Ikur. And Rebbe Elazar knew that Rebbe Assi himself had said otherwise. So therefore, he asked him in this way, also Rebbe Elazar Latkurit. What he was really telling him was, why did you make it another Chatzi Zayit? Why couldn't you say what the din would have been on the same Chatzi Zayit? Because after all, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it really wouldn't have made a difference now, would it? Lema mar b'didei. If you would have spoken about the same Chatzi Zayit, you could have taught two different halachas simultaneously. You could have taught, A, we're not worried about what's in your tummy, which you did teach, and B, you could have taught that in spitting something up, the same person who spits it up, it's not considered to be mi'ukal. Some learn it's only the same person. And therefore, ikal mishmar neitarte. First of all, shabinim neitlavi ikal. We could learn that it's not considered to be digested. B'shamina mina daremne negrono b'kizayis. And then you would have also been able to teach us that you don't care what's in your stomach. You care what it is that you swallowed. Rav Asi, unfortunately, did not respond. And he didn't remember. Ishtik. He was quiet because he couldn't recall whether indeed he had learned from Rabbi Yochanan Lagabi the din of Ikul or not. Rabbi Elazar waited for him. And he saw that he was not successful in reminding him. Omar Leis at that point said, Meifes Hador. Because yeah, Rabbi Asi was the Gadol Hador. Lozimim Sagien Amar Kamein Rabbi Yochanan. There were many times when you said, even though it was the same Kazai, you said it in front of Rabbi Yochanan. And he was moted to you. And he said, well, Marlacha, you're right. Are negro no because I it. And therefore, clearly he held it wasn't equal. Now you're getting frightened in your old age. So you brought in a case with another Chassidai because you didn't want to get involved. You want to fight this out. Say it the way you said it before. Even if it's the same Chassidai. Hadron Allah, Gid Hanasher, Kol habasar pasul vashel v'chalav chutz mipsar dagim v'chagavim. Any type of meat, even though the Torah specifically spoke about a gedi, doesn't have to be a gedi. Doesn't even have to be behema. It could be also a chaya and possibly even a bird. That's a machlokas. We'll see later on whether it's midoraita, midrabbanan. But it does not include fish. It does not include chagavim. They are not usher with that busser is not usher with challah.
What is
chagavim? Chagavim you can eat with milk.
What
No,
locusts.
Right? Locusts. Every locust.
No,
not chukim chagavim. Kosher one.
Locusts, really? Yes,
of course. Kosher kind of locusts.
Well,
as many came on age. They eat them roasted. It's great. A real treat. Absolutely. So may we be zocher at the end of third Giranasha to be nirpa from the Salas of the Giranasha and be able to stand firmly on our own two feet as Am Yisrael is meant to stand and to get away from the confusions and the taroves that got into us from, of course, taroves. This is the reason why this is a part of taroves is because that was the mocker of confusion and mixtures. And the end of the Golos is the end of the period of the Gihanosh, and that's why it says Balaiva. But as soon as it was by Yizrach Lo Yashemesh, which is soon to come, despite the Likui Alavanav last night, which doesn't make me too happy, but the Gilo Yashemesh is coming, and so too is the end of Gihanosh. Maybe Simon Tova.